skip 1 kina, go to kina yud tes, b'cha Hashem at tzedakah, page 242 in the art scroll, page lamed aleph in the shul kinos. And this kina, written by Belazar Kalir, perhaps might be seen as a response or as the reaction to the earlier kina, the second kina we read this morning. That first kina we read, Eicha Atzdaba Pecha, was Rav Elazar Kalir's expression of Eicha, Eicha, Eicha. How could these tragedies have befallen Klal Yisrael? And now Rav Elazar Kalir, perhaps this can be seen as a reaction to that kina of Eicha, Eicha, Eicha. How God, how God, how God. In this kina, all we do in this kina is say Lecha Hashem Atzdaka. We're Mastik Es Hadin. In reaction to tragedy, ultimately, even in the face of a tragedy which is inexplicable, where there's no understanding of, no explanation for, a tragedy which is so horrific that we can't possibly justify it in our minds, ultimately the response has to be that even if we do ask, Eicha, 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 how could this have happened, how could this have happened, but the response must be at the end of the day, Lecha Hashem Atzdaka V'lana Boshes Hapanim. That you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are righteous, we unfortunately are very lacking. Just as Yoshio had done so much in his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, at the very end of the day when he was dying, uttered the words Tzadiku Hashem Kifihu Marisi, as described by Belazar Kalir, that ultimately he accepted upon himself the responsibility for not following the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is Tzadiku Hashem. So too, as this kina describes so many different ways, Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are righteous for all the wonderful things you've done for us. The Lona Boshes is upon him, and we're the ones who bear the shame for not having lived up to our responsibilities. And towards the end of the kina, Lazar Kalir writes, Lecha Hashem Atzdaka b'shnei churbanos shecharvu b'vitzeinu v'anachnu kayamim. That ultimately you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are righteous in that you destroyed the two batei mikdash, but v'anachnu kayamim. But we were still left alive. Which ultimately, as difficult as it is when a person suffers so terribly, when Klal Yisrael suffers so terribly, there's always something to be thankful for, even if all it is v'anachnu kayamim. The fact that our lives were spared. When we sin, when we do wrong, we are truthfully guilty and should pay with our lives because we do not live up to what we were put here to live for. And yet, every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu exacts punishment and retribution in some other way, we have to recite Lecha Hashem Atzdaka because you punished me this way or that way, but ultimately, v'anachnu kayamim, ultimately we are still alive. That is the reason given to pointed out on Shabbos why towards the second half of today we recite Nachem, we speak of consolation, we lessen the strictures of the Avelos somewhat, we sit on chairs. The minhag is that one can do work after Chatzos because again we are in some way relieved that as the day Tisha B'Av proceeded back in the times of the Chorban, we realized that it was the Beis HaMikdash that was going to be destroyed, not us ourselves. Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, because anachnu kayamim. Similarly, Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes that in the Pasuk in Megillas Eicha, Kumi Roni Balayla, arise and sing at night. And the Pesukim then proceed to describe the Nefesh Olalayich, the young children who are starving in the streets. And obviously the question clearly is, Kumi Roni seems so out of place. You don't sing when you see starving children in the streets, lying on the streets, Bara'av, Barosh, Kochutzos. And yet Rav Pinkus suggests along these lines that even in the greatest tragedies, it may be that there are nefesh olalayach ha'atufim barach brosh kolchutzos, and maybe that there are children starving in the streets, but there's always something that someone can find in their lives to give Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, to be grateful for. It may be hard to find what there is, but even if all it is the fact that we are living ourselves, the fact that we still have life, we still have that opportunity to serve God, to do mitzvos, to earn a chelik in Olam Haba, even if it's that is all we have left, that is still something of which we should be grateful for, to say Kumi Roni Balayla, to say L'cha Hashem Atzadaka V'Anachnu Kayamim. And that is why the Gemara tells us, David HaMelech in Tehillim writes, Shir Mizmor La'Asaf, Elokim Bo Goyim B'Nachal HaSecha, Timos Heichal Kachecha. David writes a song to Asaf, God, the Goyim have entered into your Heichal, they have contaminated it, Samas Yerushalayim Le'iyim, they have destroyed Yerushalayim. And the Gemara asks, the Medrash Shulchan Tov asks, Shir Mizmor La'Asaf, Kina Mabayle. It's not a Shir, it's not a Mizmor, it's a Kina. Goyim walked into the Heichal, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's a kina. And the same answer. Anachnu kayamim. Though ultimately, Klai Yisrael as a nation was not destroyed. We survived.